Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvinitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
So this is a recitation of chapter 15 of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita titled Purushottama Yoga.
Atha panchadasho jayaha Shri Bhagavan uvacha Urdvamulam madashakam mashatam prahuravyayam Chandansi yasya parnani yastam veda saveda vit Adashchurvam prashitashtashashaka guna pravida vishaya pavaha Adashchumulani na santatani karma nubhantini manusha loke Narupamasyeha tatopalavyate nanto na chadena cha sampatishta Ashvatamenam sururudamulam asangashastrena jitena chitvam Tathapadam tatparimagitavyam yasmingatana nivartante bhuyaha Tameva chadyam purusham prapadye yatha praviti prashita purani Nirmana moha jita sanga dosya jatna nitya Vinivetta kama dvandir vimukta sukha dukkha sangya kachante mudha padama viyam tat Natadvasayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka Yatkyatva nirvartante thaddhamma paramam mama Mamevam sho jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatanaha Manasastanji injiyani prakatishtani karshati Shariram yaravapnoti achchapi utkramatishvaraha Grihitvetani samyati Vayurganda nevashayat Shrotram chakshus parshanam cha rasanam grahanam evacha Adishchayan vanashchayan vishayan upasevate Utkramantam sitam vapi bhunjanam vaganan vitan Vimurananu pashanti pashanti ganachakshisham Yatanto yogi naschainam pashanti atma vashchatam Yatanto ketatma no nainam pashanti chetasaham Yadadityagatam techo jagat vasayate kilam Yachchanjamasit yatchagno tattecho vidimam makam Gamma vishya chadbhutani dharaham amaujasham Pushname chashiji sarva samabhut bharasatmakaha. Aham vaishnavanaro bhutva praninam deham ashita. Pranapana samayukta pachanam chaturvadam. Sarvaschachaham hridishanivishto matasminitem jnanamapohanam cha. Vedishta sarve raham vedyo vedantakrit vedavideva chaham. Dvaima purusho loke kshare vachak shriksarva bhutane kutaksharu chate utama purusha shtvanya paramatmeti dahrita yoloka chayma vishya vibhata ave ishvaraham yasmat sharamatitoham maksharat apichoratma thosmi loke vedecha prahita purusho tamam Yomameva samudo janati purusho tamas sarvavid vachate mam sarva bhavena bharata. Itigiva tamam sashtam idam muktva mayanaga etat putpa buniman shatkrita kritascha bharata. Om tatsariti Srimad Bhagavad Gita supana sastru Brahma vidyayam yoga sastre Shri Krishna Arjuna samvade. Purushottama Yoga Panchadasho Jayaha.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Bol, bol. Come, chalo. Agachato. Upavishato. Shinoto. Sanskrit bolte? Sanskrit bolte? Okay, we'll give translation then. Everyone come. So this was a recitation. Now he's hungry again. sleepy. Give a recitation. This is chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. Does anybody know the name of chapter 15? So chapter 15... Like you've heard of Spider-Man? Yes? Iron Man? Aquaman? So we got in, no, we have Lion Man. But this chapter is actually called Superman Yoga. Purushottama Yoga. So what does Purusha mean? Man? What is Uttam? Super. Superman. So this chapter is Superman Yoga. It's divided into four sections. That four sections are made into an acronym by a very brilliant brahmachari. H-O-M-E. So first verses 1 through 6 discuss whether this world is a home or is it a hotel. So what is the answer? Yes, very smart. So why is it a hotel? You can't stay here very long. Yes, yeah. And it's owned by someone else also. Hotel means... So when you go to a hotel, do you repaint the walls? You put your nail the picture on the wall? You put new tile, you call the construction guy, put new tile in the bathroom? No, you know, my stay is very temporary. There's no use of over-endeavoring in this way. So Krishna says that this world is actually not your home. It is a hotel. And you should not try to over-endeavor to make a home here because it will be all ripped away from you at the time of death. But you do have a home that you could go back to. He said that place, natad basayate suryo. There's no even need for sunlight there. Everything is effulgent. Now this little planet we're on, you look in the outside, outer space, everything is dark. We just got one little light on, called the sun. Everything is dark. But in Vaikuntha, everything is light. The trees are light, the rocks are light, everything is full of light. Here, everything is dark, you just got one little sun there, shining out. So what is the next letter? What's the next letter? Oh, yes, oh. So O stands for over and on and on again. So what is that? Sangsar. They don't teach this at UTA or UTD? No, oh my God. It's unfortunate. So first thing you should learn is what you are. So Krishna is explaining that the self is existing within the body, but he's changing bodies. How many of you, is this the body you were born with? No. So you weren't born that tall. Now, are the same cells are there since birth? No. So you have changed your body already. So anybody took Spanish in school? So, we're vegetarian. They say meat is carne. So this carne is not the carne you were born with. So you have reincarnated. Yes. Carne, that is happening in this life. Reincarnation is a scientific fact. Your body is already changing in this life. If you're older than 7, you have already reincarnated because the body you were born with is already gone. Whose mother is here? Who brought his mother? Machaji? Mother? Who is your child? That is your child. So is this same boy that you gave birth? Same boy, yeah. His name is Ashish. So he comes in Ashish. He doesn't walk out Paul. Same person. Body is changed, but same person. So what is it that stays? Soul, Atma, yes. So are you Indian? No. That is the body. Because I drive a Toyota. So, he says, Krishna says, my amsha, you know this, amsha? Mevamsho jivaloke. My amshas are the jivas, the souls. And they're in this world, they're struggling for existence. They're giving up one body, accepting another body. They're getting a new type of body, shrotram, chakshus, sparshanam cha rasanam grahanam eva cha adishchaya manashchayan vishayan upasevate. They get different type of body, and again they're trying to enjoy the temporary again and again and again. And one who has been trained, how many of you are auto mechanics? Any auto mechanics? Okay, so when you're driving down the street and some smoke starts to come from the car, so what do you do? Stop, then what's next? You go inside, you look, open the hood, you look inside, and then you scratch your head. But the person who has the jnana chakshush, his eyes have been trained with knowledge. He sees that same thing that you're looking at. He knows, oh, this, that. Because he has some education, some training. So yatanto yoginash chainam pashanti atmavashchitam yatanto kitatmonai nainam pashanti chetasaha. Those who have been trained in spiritual knowledge, they can see how the soul is present by its symptoms. So, how many of you agree that there's probably a battery inside that clock? Yeah? You think there's a battery in there? If there's no battery in there, it's probably plugged into the wall or some kind of solar. Yeah? Now, if you ask, maybe they're too old. You ask a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, is there a battery? They don't know. Now, if there is a AA battery, what else can you use a AA battery for? Toys? Flashlight? Now, if you have the toy, will it still tell the time? No. The flashlight will tell the satellite time? No. So, but you know the battery's presence by what? its symptoms. Correct? So you know the presence of a soul by what? You have the dead body, soul is there? Consciousness. So those who have no spiritual education, they cannot see this. Therefore in America, what do people say? Oh, it's okay to eat a cow, anything, pig. Now, have you been to India? Have you seen what pigs eat? Have you seen what pigs eat? Yeah, there they eat what comes out of the toilet, and then people eat the pig. So, they say, oh, animal has no soul. But why is the animal on? Why is the consciousness there? It means not very intelligent. In America, they had slaves. And what did they say? Same thing they said. They said, black people, no soul. So the same kind of mentality is there. Not being able to see the soul. So Krishna says this takes some type of education. Then what is the next letter? M. So M stands for maintainer of body, mind and soul. So Krishna says that power, yara ditya gatham tejo, jagat basayate kilam, yach chandramasi, yach chagno, tat tejo virimamakam. Know that the power in sun and the power in the moon and the power in fire that comes from me. Now can you have food without sun? No. Now, and if you have your food, you still need fire. You need the heat to, you know, most of food is too difficult to digest. We cook it so it becomes very easy to assimilate by the human body. And then you say, well, okay, say you have your food. You say, ah, Krishna, I don't need you. I have my food already. But Krishna says, Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva. I am the fire of your digestion. So without me, you cannot survive. Gama Vishita Bhutani Dhyaha Mahamojasha. I cause the planets to float. How many of you have been on a plane? Have you felt the turbulence? Now how fast is Earth moving? Any turbulence? No. Very nice. High technology. So that is body. Then he says, Sarvasya chaham shri shani vishta matasmitye gyanam apohanam cha. So I'm in everyone's heart, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. For the functionings of the mind by which we need to survive, that is supplied by Krishna. So body, mind, and what was the last one? Soul. Vedeshta sarvera hamma vedyo vedantakit veda vedevachaham. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Vedantakit, I am the compiler of the Vedas. Vedavit, and I am the knower of the Vedas as well. So Krishna provides this Vedic knowledge for the soul so he can attain the goal of life. And the last letter is E. So E stands for essence. Krishna describes two types of beings. The Maharashtrians and the Gujaratis. No, he says. He says, the conditioned and the liberated. Those who are conditioned live in this world. They think, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm a boy, I'm a woman. They think their body is them. That is called conditioned soul. And then there is liberated soul. He realizes the Atma. He has full spiritual realization. Those live in the spiritual world. But then he says, he uses this word anya. Does anybody know the Sanskrit word anya? Anya means another, a different. He says, Uttama Purushash Tvanya. There is another person that is beyond both these two. And he is the Uttama Purusha. And that being enters all planets and maintains all other beings. And that is Prahita Purushottama, the Supreme Person. And so Krishna says, Yasma Charamatitoham, he is that Supreme Person, and he is beyond both the liberated and the conditioned. Loke Vedicha, therefore he is celebrated in that way, but in the world and in the Vedas. Prahita Purushottama. And one who knows this, Yomameva Samudo Janati, one who knows this without a doubt, says Sarvavit, he knows everything. Sarva Bhavena Bharata, he fully engages in seva, loving service. This is the great secret. Ityatamam Sashtram, Idam Muktva Mayanaka. And I'm telling this to you, Arjuna, because you are anaga, without sin. Etat Bhutva Buriban Shakrita Kritashtra Bharata. And knowing this, you become wise. And all your endeavors will lead to perfection. Right.
You collected?
Yeah, that's probably plenty. Yeah. So Hare Krishna. So now we have RT Bali. Where's your company? Kirtan party. Okay. So we have RT, and they're going to be doing kirtan. And then after we'll do. For any of you, baby is getting his first haircut. Anybody want to have Mataji? No. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Have you guys read Bhagavad Gita before? So many books you have to read for school, but this book is for you, for yourself, for your own happiness. Because in order to work for your self-interest, you have to know what is the self. If you're driving a car and you're hungry and all you do is put gas in the car and you don't feed the driver, the driver is not happy. So you have to feed the driver. Right. Hare Krishna.